This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Nation.
Hey guys, welcome to The Collective. Good morning, happy Wednesday. Welcome back to another episode. I am very excited for today's episode, girlies, because your girl has been a little anxious. We will get into that in a moment, but this week has been absolute hell, so I am very excited to talk about mental health today. However, if you're new here and you don't know about the WTTC Book Club, this week on Saturday, we have our fourth book club meeting. And if you don't know what the book club is, basically every month we choose a new book, all the girlies read it, we hop on Zoom for around 45 minutes, chat with each other, hang out, have a little bit of girl talk, and it's the best time ever. So if you're free on Saturday and you want to join, you are more than welcome to join. Even if you haven't read the book, just come and hop on the Zoom call, suss out the vibe, see if you're feeling it. Maybe next month you'll partake, but right now, come and join, hang out, chat with the girlies. You don't need to answer any questions or anything. You can just come and see what it's all about. But in order to get the most out of this podcast, I would highly recommend you join the group chat linked in the description down below. The group chat is a place where all the girlies come, we ask advice, we share fashion inspo, our current obsessions, we network with each other, get to know each other. And right now I think we have like 330 girlies in the group chat. So come and join, hang out, get to know someone. You never know who you might meet. We are wasting absolutely no time today. We are getting right into today's episode, and I am going to share four ways to preserve your mental health in your career. And I want to preface it by saying, when I say in your career, this can also relate to girlies who are currently in undergrad, currently going to school, maybe getting a PhD and pursuing some sort of career goal in the future, and you feel like your mental health is really starting to take a toll. This can also apply to you. It can also apply to my girlies who are corporate girlies who work in 9-to-5, my business and entrepreneur girlies, my content creation girlies, literally any sort of career, life, event, anything of that sort. Here's four ways we're going to preserve our mental health. Now, I know we're all wondering, why is this a topic of today's episode? And all the girlies know that I love to record episodes very close to when they're actually released, because I like to actually share stuff that's happening in my life in real time so that other girlies feel less alone. They know that I'm going through it with you. And I love doing it that way. I have had the most stressful week I have had in a very long time. And for anyone who is new, I own a clothing brand called Hoverage Collective, and we do different business deals. We make different items for different people, all these things. And this week, one of our deals came to a head. They didn't like them. It was a whole thing. And I have had crippling anxiety. I have had my phone on do not disturb because I'm scared of emails that I will get. I laid in my bed all day on Friday, did not move, did not leave, literally just sulked all day because my anxiety was so massive that I was unable to function. And because I'm going through this at the moment, as much as this episode is for all you girlies listening, it's also for myself. So just so you all know, I will be taking my own advice, because owning your own business and having to advocate for your own work and your brand can be very scary. And I also just want to say that a lot of us go through this with our career, where there's a certain point that we have to kind of stand up for ourselves and we have to face a little bit of confrontation. And this might come as a shock to everyone based on just who I am, and we all know me, but I actually don't like confrontation at all. I get very nervous. I get very insecure. I start to second guess myself. I start to question every single thing I've ever done in my life and I start to panic. But there are certain times where you know that you have to stand up for yourself, and sometimes that comes in the face of confrontation and having to piss some people off, and it's very scary. And I feel like that's where a lot of my anxiety comes from, is just the fact that I am advocating and standing up for my brand when normally I would kind of make changes to suit other people. This time I put my foot down and I said no. And so that's where my anxiety is stemming from. And I just feel like my mental health is really taking a big toll. And I want to talk about it. I want the girlies to know you're not alone. And we're going to talk about how we can actually preserve our mental health during these times. Girlies, when you're first starting a business, you have enough to worry about. The stress is overwhelming, and there's absolutely no reason you should be adding any more. Luckily for us, Shopify is here to help. Shopify has all the tools to power and build your business to the next level. It grows with your business, no matter how far or big you grow. Thanks to an endless list of integration and third-party apps, anything you can think of, from on-demand printing to accounting to chatbots, everything you need to revolutionize your business, they have. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US, and they are the global force behind Allbirds, Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. As a WTTC listener, you can sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/WTTC, all lowercase. Again, go to shopify.com/WTTC now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Again, shopify.com/WTTC. Okay, girlies, we are talking about our favorites once again. If you've ever had an embarrassing BO moment, Lumi is here to help. Lumi is powered by mandelic acid to control odor in a new way. Lumi delivers outrageous 72-hour odor control from everywhere, including your pits, your feet, and yes, even your privates. And fun fact, but it was actually a patient's concern about their private odor that originally inspired the OBGYN who invented Lumi. I currently have the toasted coconut deodorant, and let me tell you, it is my absolute favorite and it smells so good. Lumi starter pack is perfect for new customers, and it comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, 2 free products of your choice, and free shipping. As a special offer for listeners, new customers get 15% off all Lumi products with our exclusive code. And if you combine the 15% off with the already discounted starter pack, that equals over 40% off their starter pack. Use code WTTC for 15% off your first purchase at lumideodorant.com. That's WTTC at LumeDeodorant.com. The first thing I'm going to say is that having a career, having a job, being in school, all these different things, they're stressful. They're very overwhelming and they are very stressful and they can cause us anxiety. And something that I've had to tell myself this whole week was, what's important to me? I had to ask myself the question, what matters to me? And I had to take my situation at work and put it into perspective in the grand scheme of my life. And I feel like this is one of the things that a lot of us anxious girlies struggle with, is that when we have something that stresses us out, we start to snowball it into a much bigger problem. It starts to take over all aspects of our life. When I'm at the gym, I'm thinking about this issue. When I'm eating dinner with Dean, I'm thinking about this issue. Like, my whole life is consumed by this issue. And I feel like that's a really normal thing for us to do when we have anxiety. We think worst case scenario, we start to spiral, and we really are affecting our own mental health. So something I had to do was literally put it into perspective. I don't need Helfrich Collective. I love it. It's my passion. It's my baby. It's my pride and joy. But in order to survive in life, I don't need it. The stress that's caused with it, I don't need it. I can pull out whenever I want. And I always used to think about this when I was working at the hospital or other things that would happen, kind of like with school or anything like that. If I would make a mistake, I would spiral myself. First and foremost, I would feel so bad. I would literally have crippling anxiety and I would feel like I was so fucked up. And then I had to remind myself, no one died. No one died. This is really not that big of a situation. If someone else is making it a big situation, then that's on them. But put things into perspective. If you accidentally forget to CC Brenda on an email at your corporate job, that is okay. Life will go on. You can forward her the email. You can reply and add her in. You can do all these things. But I know that when we are in, especially a career, we take everything a lot more seriously, as we should. Of course, it's a big deal to be in a big adult job, but everything needs to be taken with a little bit of a grain of salt. If you make a mistake, that is okay. You're going to learn, you're going to grow. And not CCing someone on an email is not life or death. I was on TikTok, and because I'm spiraling my own mental health, I decided to look up certain people in corporate jobs and their anxieties and their stress. And I came across this girl who posted a video of her crying, saying that when you make a mistake in your corporate job and they basically ream you out. And I was looking at the comments and people were saying, just remember that we are literally people living on a floating rock. Just keep things into perspective. That forgetting to add someone onto an email, messing up a call, losing a contract, it is okay. The world is going to continue. You are healthy. You are safe. You are okay. And having that perspective helps to alleviate a little bit of the stress. Of course, you're going to feel stressed out. Of course, you're going to be anxious. And I don't want to negate anyone's feelings because I've literally been the most anxious person ever for the past 5 days, and those feelings are valid. But it's also important that you kind of take things that happen in your career and you think about where it falls into your actual life. Think about what's important to you. For me personally, my family and my relationships and my safety and my family's health and all of that, that is more important to me. And so I have to compare it to my situation with HC. And when they are compared to each other, this deal with HC that I'm working on and I'm trying to advocate and trying to basically confront people about what it is that we do doesn't matter. No matter what way this goes, no matter how this turns out, it doesn't matter because my family's healthy, my family's safe, we're all good, and those are the things that are most important to me. And so I need to let it go and just everything's going to happen the way that it's meant to. I'm going to use another example so that it just kind of like relates to everyone, because I know not everyone has a normal corporate job. I know not everyone owns a business. But let's say you are a student and you are pre-med like I was, and you're working towards a career of going to med school. Every exam that you take, you have stress. You have stress, you have anxiety. And I used to be a person that I would let my exams dictate my worth. And I would spiral myself. My mental health would go down the fucking drain if I didn't do well on an exam. And at a certain point, I had to remind myself, what is this exam doing for me? I also just want to share with all the girlies. When I was in undergrad, I had to take math twice because I didn't do well. I had to and basically beg, actually beg, like actually go to him and beg him, my OChem teacher, to give me a C in the class because otherwise I wouldn't have passed and my credits wouldn't have transferred. And it was a whole thing. And in that moment, I thought my life was over. I thought my life was over, my career was over, and I literally would spiral my mental health. And I had to basically realize that my grades aren't the most important thing to me, that my family is more important, that in the grand scheme of life, this doesn't matter. And I know it's really tough to fully resonate with that when you're in the thick of it and you are in the thick of your career or you're in the thick of school pursuing a future career. And I know it's tough to think about things in the grand scheme of life, but just take this example and think about it next time that you're really stressed out about a certain thing. Literally think to yourself, Brie basically failed math and OChem, and she's still a PhD student and she's still doing well. So in the moment, yeah, I thought my life was over. I thought I was literally gonna die. But now looking back, it really did not impact the grand scheme of my life at all. So I know in those moments we think of it as life or death, but just know that when it comes to your career or it comes to school, those things aren't as important as your relationships, your health, your mental health. And putting those things into perspective can help a lot to alleviate some of that stress and anxiety. Okay, the next thing we're going to do to preserve our mental health, this one is more of a tangible action and less of a mental technique type of action, but find a positive outlet. So anything to not do with work, anything to not do with school, find some sort of outlet that makes you happy, makes you relaxed, and gives you some sort of joy. So when you have a stressful day at work, what are you gonna go home and do? Where are you gonna go? Who are you gonna see? What is your positive outlet? Because I think it's really important to have something that brings us that sense of joy, because I don't want to say your career and school are going to suck the joy out of your life, but sometimes they do. If you're in a toxic work environment, if you're in a toxic school environment, it can be really fucking hard. It can be really tough, and you need to find something that's going to make you happy. There's so many different options. You can find workout classes that you love. You can go out with your friends one night. You can sit home and watch your favorite show. You can read the book for book club. There's so many things that you can do. You can bake, you can cook, you can paint, you can do pottery. Find something that makes you happy and then make it a point to actively do that thing once a week, twice a week, three times a week. Make it part of your routine, because even when your career is going well, even when school is going well, you need to maintain those habits so that the times where things kind of fall off and get a little shitty, you are still actively doing something to make yourself happy. Because I feel like a lot of the time when things start to spiral, we want to isolate, we want to fall into some sort of like dark hole. And it's really important that we still get up, we get out, we do things to actively put us in a better mood. Literally this past weekend, I was so mentally unwell and just so anxious. I didn't want to leave the apartment. I didn't want to do anything. I wanted to stay in the clothes that I've been in for the past few days. I wanted to lay in my bed. I wanted to basically feel all of my anxiety, and I wanted to spiral it. And Dean forced me to get up, get dressed, get showered. We went for breakfast. We went walking around downtown, and I immediately felt better. I immediately felt better. I had a great time. I got some fresh air, and I was able to take a better look at the situation and really dictate how much of it I wanted to impact me. And like I said before about basically putting things into perspective, having some sort of positive outlet can give you that mental clarity to help you put things into perspective. By sitting at home and feeling all of your anxiety and mentally spiraling and breaking down, it's going to make it tougher to be able to actually take a step back and be like, you know what, this actually doesn't really affect my life. Like, this issue that I have at work, this bad test grade, this failed deal, this low insight type of content that I made isn't actually going to affect me as much as I think it is. And it's a great way to kind of just clear your mind, have a little bit of relaxation, a step away from that anxiety, and be able to look at it a little bit clearer. This next point I'm going to bring up is something that I have to work on a ton. So if you don't feel like you're there yet, just know that's okay. A lot of us struggle with this, but we need to have a very specific work-life balance. And that's one of the biggest ways I can say that we're going to preserve our mental health. If you own your own business, if you're your own boss, then sometimes it's a little bit harder to have that balance because you feel like you constantly have to be working. If you work in a job where it might be a little bit intimidating, you might feel like you have to work beyond the hours that were assigned to you. You might feel like you can't say no when someone asks you to work overtime. If you're a student and you're studying and working hard at school, it can be really tough to think, I should take a break. I should go and do something fun. I should spend time with friends. I should enjoy my life. I get that and I know that. But it is so crucial because a lot of the time what I think of is I don't live to work, I work to live. And basically what that means is my purpose in life isn't to work. My purpose in life is to be a great girlfriend, to be a great mother one day, to be a great friend to all my friends, to be a great daughter, to help people, all these other things are my life's purpose. But I work in order to have enough money to enjoy dinners, to have enough money to pay for a roof over my head. And basically having that mindset of I don't live to work, I work to live can really help get a way better work-life balance. And one of the things that I think is really important when it comes to this is setting those boundaries. And when I went to Mexico, I told all the girlies this before, but when I went to Mexico this past beginning of the month, I put an out-of-office email for the first time ever. And that was my way of saying I deserve this break. That was my way of setting a boundary that for 1 week, the world will not end if I don't reply to an email. People can wait. Things will be okay. Everything will continue on, but I need a week to enjoy my life, to have a concrete balance. And I think setting those boundaries are super important. So if you work for a corporate job and you feel like you are being overworked, what can you do to change that? Do you need to have a sit down with your boss? Do you need to be more firm on your standards? Do you need to change careers? What is it that you need to do to be able to have a better balance? When you're overworked and you're burnt out, your mental health is going to spiral. That's just the name of the game. That's just what's going to happen. There's no sugarcoating it. So when you are overworking yourself and you are hitting points of burnout, or you're really close to a point of burnout, your mental health is going to spiral, your anxiety is going to go up, you're going to look at the glass half empty rather than half full, and you might physically start to feel those effects. So set those boundaries. If you are a student and you are studying all the time, you're at school all the time, you have all these extracurriculars all the time, set those boundaries. Tell yourself for X amount of hours per day, you're going to study, review. The rest of the time, you're going to watch TV. The rest of the time, you're going to hang out with your friends. The rest of the time, you're going to do something else. Set that standard for yourself because overall, it's going to benefit your mental well-being. If you're a business owner or you're a content creator or you're your own boss, schedule it into your calendar, send it to all your employees, let people know that past a certain time, you're off the clock, you're done, you're out. And doing this gave me a lot of anxiety. I feel like now I work pretty much an 8 to 4, 8 to 5 every day, which is what Dean's schedule is, so that it can kind of align. And then every night I take it off. Of course, there are certain times where I still have to work, I still have to do certain things. But I find that when I set those boundaries, one, I'm more productive because I know I have a certain amount of time to get stuff done. So I'm not gonna do random tasks. I'm not gonna do random things. I'm going to sit down, I'm gonna focus, because I know once it hits 4 or 5 in the day, I'm done. I also feel like it helps me to wake up the next day and be ready to work. I've really been trying to also not work on the weekends. This sometimes works, sometimes doesn't, but I'm really trying to prioritize having almost a normal 9 to 5, but being my own boss, because it's so important. And I have reached the point of burnout so many times that it has affected my mental health like crazy, that at a certain point, you just get over it. At a certain point, you realize that your well-being and your mental health is more important than any amount of money you're going to make, any career promotion you're gonna have, any job you're gonna get. Like, you are the most important part. So what are you gonna do to make sure that you are prioritizing that? Have a solid work-life balance and set those boundaries. Okay, last way we are going to preserve our mental health within our career is sometimes you have to make the change. And what I'm saying about this, what I mean about this, is if you're in a job, if you're in a major at school, if you're starting a business for yourself, if you're a content creator, whatever it is that you do in life, if it is giving you so much stress and so much anxiety and affecting your mental health always, constantly, you have more bad days than good, then sometimes we have to make the change. This could mean talking to your boss about different things you can do to make it a better workplace. This could mean talking to your colleagues. This could mean figuring out a plan. It could even mean completely changing your career path, completely changing your job, completely changing your major. And I know that the thought of that is very scary. I know that we love security, and stepping outside our comfort zone is very intimidating. It's not very fun. It's not something we're actively trying to do. But if you're in a position that your mental health is taking such a toll, your mental health is not okay, and you are really, really struggling, then you need to make a change. When I was watching all my TikTok videos, one of the ones that came up was someone was saying that when they were working for a company, they accidentally put the wrong punctuation in a social media post, and they had to join a meeting with all of the execs to basically rip this girl apart for that mistake. She left the job, she went somewhere else, and anytime she makes a mistake, they say, okay, well, let's have a sit down. Let's talk about why this mistake happened. What can we do to support you so this doesn't happen again? And they are there to guide and not necessarily reprimand. And of course, there's times where maybe people get angry and all of that, but leaving a toxic work environment to find somewhere that better aligns with you is not a bad thing. It's so good for your mental health. And when you have better mental health in your career, you're going to produce better work. And that's something I've realized, especially when it comes to HC, that when I'm stressed out and I'm anxious and I haven't slept and I feel burnt out, the work I produce isn't going to be as good. And so sometimes, if you're in that situation, change your career. Change your career, change your major, change what you're doing, and find something that makes you happy, and find somewhere that's a very supportive an encouraging workplace because you want to feel good about going to work. I was thinking about it and I saw another video and the guy said, let's imagine you sleep 8 hours per night and you work a 40-hour week. Let's add in all of the post-work stress when you are sitting at home replaying scenarios over and over and over. Let's think about all the times where you have to mentally prepare yourself to go into work. Let's think about all the times where you're literally just stressing about work, just in general. You're going to have over probably half of your waking hours in a negative, toxic environment and a toxic headspace. And that's not something that anyone wants. So if you're feeling like that's your current situation, then start thinking of a plan to make a change. Think about if you have to go talk to your boss. Think about if you should start looking at other jobs. Think about if you should completely change your career, because we know that that's okay and you can change your life whenever you want. But start to look at it and think, how can I make this better for myself? Girlies, I'm just going to give it to you straight. Being an adult, having a career, being in a job, going to school, all these things, they're really fucking tough. And you shouldn't be in a career, you shouldn't be in an environment where it's gonna put so much more stress on you. Of course, we're gonna have stress in life. Of course, certain things are more important than just bowing out when the stress hits. But take everything that's happening, put it into perspective in your life. Recognize that it's probably not as bad as we are making it seem in our own head, because that's the way that we do things a lot of the time. And try to find a positive outlet to let yourself go, step away, look at it from an outside looking in with a clear head, look at the situation, and we'll understand that it's not as bad as we think it is. It's not as bad as we're spiraling ourselves to believe it is. We have to have a really good work-life balance, really prioritize our own mental health. And if all of those things aren't helping and it's still really toxic and draining for you and just not productive, then think about the ways that we can make a change. Think about what we can do to start enacting that change, the small little baby steps we might want to take. And just know that the girlies got you. If you want to change your career, the girlies will hype you up and we will help you through it. But those are my four ways to preserve your mental health within your career. I hope this helps some girlies out there. Any girlie going through kind of career drama right now, I get it. I'm there with you. I am stressed out. But our life has more value and more importance than what we do for work. So keep that in mind. But thank you for listening to today's episode. I love you guys, and I will catch you in the next one. Bye.
Hey there, my name is Renee Rina, and I am the mom friend you have always wanted. I am also the host of the Mom Room podcast. We publish 2 episodes per week, a co-hosted episode on Tuesdays and a solo episode on Thursdays. Popular topics include pooping and having sex after giving birth. I have a solo episode where I talk about not sharing a bed with my husband and why that's okay. I hope you'll tune in to these conversations every week. Join us on Instagram at the Mom Room podcast and start to feel a little less alone in this crazy thing called motherhood.